If I could have all the 12 and under people come up here to these front rows with me, please. Anybody 12 and under, come on up. It is. I feel like this is about a third of what we normally have. I was just expecting to see like 55 kids run up here, but this is. We're blessed to have a ton of little ones here with us. So it's our conviction, parents, that we have a glorious responsibility to communicate the truth of the incarnation to these little ones here. Something that's high and above all other stories that Christmas can offer. And I think you know what I'm talking about. But when we tell the truth of what really happened on Christmas Day, the glory of that, I think, should cover over every other story that we can possibly tell about what Christmas is all about and a man in a red suit. So I want to start off with something, kids, that I think you guys know about. And that is God. God is one person in three different personalities. And who can tell me what three persons God is? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You guys have been trained well. Good job. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, who can tell me what God the Son's name is? Jesus, that's his name. That's good. Now, Jesus' name is the name that he got when he was on the earth, okay? But Jesus had a name before he came to earth. Before he got a body, he had a name. What was his name?
The Messiah.
The Messiah. That's close. That means God come with us. He's dwelling with us. That's Emmanuel. Yeah, teach us. So, you're getting to the point in my... See? No, that's good. His name was, before he came to earth, he had a name called the Word. The Word was his name. And so the Bible tells us this, and I've got a scripture up there, and you guys have probably heard this before. John 1:1 says this. I think we have that up there. Do we have that up there, Dina? Maybe not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So that word right there, W-O-R-D, you can insert Jesus right there if you want to. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. But before he got a body suit, Jesus was called the Word, okay? So before Jesus got a body, he was invisible. Who can tell me what the word invisible means? Okay, go ahead, right there. You can't see someone. Correct. That's like Messiah, who means Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah. Okay, so invisible is right. That means you can't see him. So before Jesus got a body, he was invisible. And he was God. And so Jesus wanted to show us who he was. He wanted to show us what type of person he was. He wanted to demonstrate what type of a God he was. And so since he was invisible, he started to make things. He started to create things. So from things that were nothing, invisible, he made things that we can see. And so this is what it says. Through him, in verse 3, it says, and through him, the Word, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So what that means is everything got made through Jesus, whose name was the Word. And so the psalm says that the heavens declare the glory of God. So I was thinking of some really cool things that God made. So can you guys think, if you look up in the sky, what's something that Jesus made for us that's really big and really huge and really amazing?
The universe.
The universe. Whose kid is that? That's super smart. The universe. In fact, I've got a picture of something close to that. It's a picture of a galaxy. Do we have that, Dina? We've got a galaxy up here. Look at that, guys. That is the biggest thing we could ever imagine. And that's just inside of the universe. The Lord made something huge called a galaxy. The Word, Jesus made that. So that tells us something about Jesus. What does that tell us about who he is? What does that tell us about who Jesus is, guys? Yes, he's huge. That's a really good answer. That what that tells us, it reveals his glory to us. It shows us that he's huge. I also got something else on here. Anybody ever seen a mountain before? I got a picture of a mountain. Look at this, guys. What does that tell us about Jesus? The galaxy says he's huge. What does that say about Jesus?
The sky.
That says there's a sky in there. And what else does it say about Jesus, guys?
He's strong.
He is strong. So he's huge and he's strong. So God is doing this thing called revealing his glory to us through what he made. Does that make sense? And revealing his glory means he's revealing who he is. So he's huge and he's strong. I got one more picture up there. I think we've got a planet or something like that. He made the earth and he made everything inside of it. What does that say? One more time. What does this say about who Jesus is?
Powerful.
Yeah, he's powerful. He's huge and he's strong. So through these things that this invisible God made, it shows us something about him. But then on Christmas, God did something totally unexpected. He did something totally unexpected that nobody could believe. And this is what he did. God became one of these.
Jesus,
the Word, became one of these. And I've got that verse up here. John 1:14 tells us this. It says this, "And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So God showed his glory when he made the galaxies and the mountains and the planet. And remember, what did he show us about himself? He's huge, he's strong, he's powerful. But then he did a new thing and he showed us his glory through this. Now, let me ask you a question. Is little Truett big? Is he pretty strong? Let me check his muscles. No. Is he pretty powerful? He can't do anything for himself, can he? So how is it that God revealed his glory through a baby like this?
He's humble.
Yeah. Oh. He's humble. He's humble. God showed himself to us in this baby in that he chooses to use the weak things and the small things to save us. He chooses to work through little tiny weak things, people like you and me, to actually perform his acts on the earth. So he reveals to us through the baby like this how big and strong and powerful he is. He shows us in how weak he is, how strong God can be. This is who Jesus became. This is who God who made the universe became for us. Isn't this so cool? And so God has chosen to work through people who identify with this baby and who are childlike. So the Lord wants to work through you. And he wants to work through us. All right, let's pray, guys. Thank you, Lord, that you came in the flesh. The Word became flesh. Thank you for dwelling among us. We thank you for your glory, that you revealed your humility, God. We thank you that you revealed your character. I pray a blessing over these babies here, Lord. I pray that each one of them would grow in grace and truth. They'd be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the training they have at home, Lord. I thank you for their parents. I pray that you would strengthen their parents as well. We just ask for a bunch of kids, Lord, that be raised up to be disciples. In the name of Jesus, amen.